Hello and welcome to the newest edition of the High School Playbook. My name is Joey Palermo. I'm here to take you through the next couple of hours as we sat down and chatted with many coaches across the Upper Cumberland. You'll hear from baseball and softball coaches alike as they prepare for district play, which is just a few weeks away. They start May 1st. The district playoffs do across the Upper Cumberland, and it's going to be an awesome time from now until then. A lot of baseball and softball was played last week, and you'll hear from those coaches as they assess the last week of play heading into the next week, the third to last week before district playoffs start. But first, we had a chance to discuss with White County baseball head coach Philip Hensley about what his Warriors are doing as they enter the final few weeks of their regular season. Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. Joined now by White County baseball head coach Philip Hensley, who's here with us to talk a little bit about what the Warriors are doing here in this last week. Coach, what are some big things that you've taken away from the last week of play?
Just been really proud of how our guys have improved relative to their consistency. That was one of the things that kind of hurt us early on. We were up and down, had some inconsistently bad innings at times that cost us some games early on. And they have done so much better. They're really starting to play more and more consistently, and that has translated to wins. So just a big takeaway for us, and as long as they continue to do that, I really like our chances.
How would you say that the consistency, like how important is that to have that so close to the playoffs?
It's critical in my opinion, because one bad inning can ruin a game, can cost you a game. And once you get into the playoffs, every game obviously is super critical, which means every inning is super critical. So for us, if we can just maintain that level of consistency that we found as of late, we're going to be just fine. But to answer your question, I think it's critical.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Who's been a player that has, for the most part, remained consistent for you so far?
Offensively, Gage Walker has been consistent throughout the entire season. On the mound, Trent Wilson has been consistent the entire season. Defensively, Austin Pianchi, Cole Gentry, Gage Walker, those guys have been consistent. Cole Gentry, that's another guy that has been consistent offensively. So we've got several guys that have done it, and some of the other guys have started to creep up in and get in that conversation. That's why we've translated into more and more wins as of late.
Absolutely. And so heading into the next week of play or so, Coach, what is one thing, whether it's hitting, pitching, base running, fielding, or otherwise, that you want to see out of your team as you face off against some tough competition?
Really, pitching is what I'm looking for. As we get as we quickly approach the district tournament, I'm looking for some arms. I'm looking for some guys that we can count on to come in a situation and give us an inning or two, or maybe even just an out or two. And so really, that's where we're at. I like where we're hitting. I like where we're fielding. Our starting rotation, I think, does a decent job. But, yeah, what I'm looking for as we get to the tournament is can I find another arm or two that can help us out in some key situations?
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing how those arms can be found, and looking forward to seeing how White County does down the stretch with head coach Philip Hensley here with us as part of the High School Playbook. Coach Hensley, appreciate talking with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Always appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. Joined now by York baseball head coach Adam Bowden now after his sweep of Clark Grange last week, also playing the likes of Upperman last week, as well as White County in the recent Yorkwood Bat Tournament, which was last week, but still a good opportunity for you guys. Take us through what you've kind of taken away from this last week of play, Coach.
I knew last week it was going to be up in the air because the weather wouldn't do us any favors last week. And for us to be able to play three games was kind of miraculous because, like I said, you know, it stormed a lot. We caught a lot of lucky breaks with the weather. We came in, or Upperman came to us on Tuesday, and you know, I know Upperman's always good, and I told my guys, I said, I just go out and play loose, and let's compete with these guys, and it'll make us better. And I felt like we did a really good job of that. I felt like Sully Harris pitched well. He lost a little bit of control there, and his pitch count got pretty high, and he kind of ran out of steam. But you know, we had a 2-0 lead in the fifth inning, and they strung some hits together and did a good job. So you know, that was that game made us better. Playing good competition made us better. And you know, those non-district games, I told them, I said, I really don't care what score is. We just got to keep playing. And you know, I felt like we really competed with them. And they're a good team. You know, like I said, Coach Shanks has done a really good job down there. They got a lot of good players. And of course, we ended up playing Clark Range. We played 2 5-inning games Friday. We were going to play on Thursday, and everything looked good. And then they issued a tornado watch, and that's a countywide kind of standard. If there's a tornado watch, we don't need to be playing, and I understood that. Yeah. So me and Coach McCorder, we worked it out where we played 2 5s at my place, and I was, you know, they're a cross county rival, and I knew they're a lot better than what they've been in the past. You know, Greg's done a really good job out there, and I was wanting to play, and we barely dodged the storm, and we came out and played pretty good the first game, and then you know, and Mason McCorder, the freshman, pitched the game too, and you know, he pitched a really good game, and we were able to scratch out a couple runs.
Yeah, absolutely. It led to that sweep of Clark Range here in that 2 5-inning games, as you mentioned. What was something pitching-wise? You mentioned that Mason did well on the mound, but what in particular stood out to you pitching-wise in that series?
For my guys, we threw a lot of strikes. We hit our spots, and my pitching has been good all year. You know, we've had guys that's really stepped up and done a really good job pitching, and they just we really attacked the zone. And on Friday, and Sully did a really good job of changing speeds on Tuesday, so they did well. And that's something we got to continue to do well is hit our spots and limit walks, and you know, make them. Our defense has been good for the most part. We've had a couple games where it's really we've kind of let our guard down, but for the most part, our defense has been good. And I told my guys, we're a really good baseball team when we play really good defense, and when we don't play good defense, we're not good. And our pitching has kept us in all the games, and they did a good job. I think we had, you know, Brody had 12 strikeouts the first game on Friday, and you know, it's just they had a couple hits, but he missed his spots. He left the changeup up a belt high, and he got hit pretty hard. So, but for the most part, they did a good job hitting their spots and changing speeds.
Okay, gotcha. And let's talk about from a defensive perspective, Coach. You mentioned that your team plays well when they play good defense. Who in particular has been really consistent in terms of stepping up and playing well defensively for your team?
Well, you know, I know last week you talked to Blade on the phone, and Blade has done a really good job at shortstop. You know, he's always had good footwork, and he's got quick hands. Just as a whole, like, you know, Davey Stewart, this is really his first year playing much high school baseball. He's done a great job at third. We've had several different guys play second. Our outfield, we got to get more consistent in the outfield. And really behind the plate, I feel like Tanner Talent and Garrison Garrett have done a good job of taking care of business behind the plate. But as a whole, I feel like our infield, that was kind of something as like Achilles heel for us in the past. Maybe we weren't – there's plays that we should be making we've not made. And I feel like we've made just about all the plays that we should be making in the infield. You know, the ball's hit on the ground, I feel like it's going to be an out. And I know as a coach, when you have that kind of confidence, it makes a big difference. And I know that makes a big difference for our pitchers as well.
Absolutely, it does for sure. So looking ahead to the next week of games for you guys, Jackson County tonight as of this recording, you start a series with them. You're at home against Scott Friday and then at Monterey. So a few district games on that docket next week, Coach. What's one thing you're looking to see out of your team going forward?
Hey, you know, we got to take care of one game at a time. I'm playing without my seniors this week because they're, three of my starters are up in New York and Washington, D.C. on their annual school senior trip. So we just got to, focus on Jackson County today. We got to continue what we've been doing, playing good defense, putting the bat on the ball, and pitchers throwing a lot of strikes and limiting those walks. And, it's a kind of a double-edged sword when you play these senior trip weeks because, you don't want to schedule district games. Sometimes it's out of your hands, but, this is kind of our team. It's going to be our team next year. So, we've got guys that's younger, maybe not had as much experience and time on the field. They're going to have to really step up. And, I've got confidence that they'll come out and do their job today, but it's what we said from day one. You get nine guys, every one of them doing their job, and good things will happen. So we just got to continue doing those three aspects of baseball and just make it really one game at a time because you never know. I mean, it's cold today and it may storm on Friday, so you just got to focus one at a time.
Yeah, absolutely. A few key aspects to keep an eye out for as you're continuing their baseball season, and that is head coach Adam Bowden, who's here with us now talking about his York team. Coach, appreciate talking with you.
You're welcome.
Joined now by Van Buren baseball head coach Dylan Roller. And coach, a little bit of a busy week for you last week, played a few games. What did you take away from that week?
Just finding ways to win games. Starting to play a lot better baseball than we did early in the season, and reps are a good thing for us. So.
Yeah, I had a couple of close victories as well in the Jackson County series. What was something that really stood out as the difference in those two games?
How we were able to adjust. I know on Thursday night we kind of jumped on them a little bit, and pitching wise and defensively, and they started going to the small ball game that they're actually really really efficient in, and we were just able to adjust ourselves and stay calm as a defensive unit and kind of negate what they were trying to do.
Okay, awesome. And then you played against Clark Range as well, going back to last Tuesday. So the winning streak, right? Like you guys are got a few wins under your belt. You're about to play the Chattanooga School of Arts and Sciences as of this recording. What's something that, are you seeing a bit of additional chemistry in that locker room during this streak?
Yeah, the team chemistry is really great. It's a great group of kids. They seem to really like each other, and we're just continually getting better and bonding as we go. Winning cures a lot, and it kind of is helping us expedite our building process.
Do you feel so now, because I know we've talked over the course of this season, obviously it's your first year, and so, buying into the system has been something that we've, talked about throughout the season. Now that you've kind of had a month under your belt as, Van Buren head coach, how would you say that you've assessed yourself?
I'm still learning as I go, right? As a coach, you're kind of just learning your team, learning what makes them tick, what makes them better, how to motivate them and do. But I'm just a young coach learning what best suits my program.
No doubt about it. It's a good attitude to have for sure. So, a couple of big games next week. Of course, you've got Chattanooga School of Arts and Sciences. Let's focus on that series first, Coach. What do you want to see from your team coming up?
Just taking care of business, right? I mean, you're playing a team that is pretty sound, pretty solid, but I believe we are just as good, if not better. And then you got to win the games you're supposed to win, right? So just taking care of business, that would be the best way to put it.
Yeah, speaking of games that, are important for you to win, your next series coming up is South Pittsburgh series that looms large on the calendar based on, your district and how few teams are in it. So how much importance are you putting in that series?
Between South Pitt and Whitwell, those are the most important four games we have on the schedule, right? Every game that we have played up to this point is making us better for those games, right? I feel like maybe we're a little underlooked due to previous district, play in the past years. But I just want us to make sure we know to take care of business in those games.
that South Pittsburgh series and Whitwell series. In between them is Brainerd, who you face next week as well. So what's going to be kind of that, you know, conditioning factor and something that you're going to be preaching to your kids, you know, really throughout these next couple weeks?
I mean, just keeping the positive mindset of we get to play baseball, right? Like, not everybody gets to play baseball all the time. We get to play baseball, and just enjoying every second, every inning, every pitch that you're out there, right? Just keep building to be better and complete the goals and tasks that we've set for ourselves at the beginning of the year.
It's off to a good start this year. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I don't know how good Brainerd is, right? But that just kind of in between those two district series that we have, you know, we just don't kind of rest on our laurels and get slip up and get beat.
Absolutely. Four big series coming up, including tonight's game against Chattanooga Arts and Sciences. Should be a interesting couple weeks for a new coach for Van Buren. Should be an exciting time. It's Van Buren head coach Dylan Roller here with us. Coach, good luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. We're joined now by Livingston baseball head coach Jamie Loftus. And Coach Loftus, had a chance to see your team in action Friday in the Alex Cassidy Classic. It was your only game that week. What stood out to you in that?
We did a better job of taking a better approach at the plate. We've not done that as well as I would like for us to have done so far, but we did a better job hitting the ball.
Gotcha. So heading into the month of April, your team was, you know, hovering around 500, had a few good wins. What do you want to see out of your team here in the second half of the year?
I expect us to play a lot better defense. We struggled in the field at times, and again, we've struggled at the plate. We've not taken a very good approach, swinging at things we shouldn't be swinging at, not swinging at things that we shouldn't be swinging at, and so hopefully we're going to get that turned around.
Let's say, do you have a motto for the team or anything that you guys, kind of a goal you guys have this season?
Our goal is always to win the district and get to the region and then, you know, and beyond. You know, that's always our goal.
Gotcha. So who's been a player that's really stood out for you on the field through this first month of the year?
Well, certainly Tayshawn Hayes. I mean, he has outperformed himself from the last 3 years, you know, times two so far. He has hit the ball much better than he's ever hit it before. He's made some diving plays in the outfield. He's been a great player the last 3 years, but he has really outdone himself this year.
Absolutely, and there's been a lot of guys that have stepped up for you, both in the hitting realm and the pitching realm. You had a stretch in March where your team was giving up very few runs. What do you see? What do you see out of your pitching in the second half of the year?
Hopefully, I'd like to see them go farther in the game. We've had, especially in district games, we've had to come in with relief in a couple of games. You know, and I'd like to see. It's a lot better if we can get 7 out of one guy, at least for one of those two games. It sets us up better, especially if, you know, on the Monday game, it sets us up better for Tuesday.
How does the ability to work deep into games, how does that impact your team, not only from a pitching standpoint, but also from kind of a team morale standpoint going forward?
We've been blessed the last 3 years to have, you know, a Monday guy that would go out there every Monday and give you 7, and, you know, the rest of the team knows that when they walk on the field, you know, with a guy who's going to give you 7, their confidence certainly goes up for sure.
Gotcha. So heading into the next week, Coach, tonight as of this recording, you're going to be at Stone Memorial, starting a series there. So what do you want to see out of your team here in this next series coming up?
I would like to get out there. I'd like to see them come out and get up early, and put some runs on the board early, sort of take some of the pressure off. Again, I want to see a better approaches at the plate, and we've got to make better plays in the field.
Something we'll keep an eye out for as the season progresses on. That is Livingston head coach Jamie Loftus here with us for his baseball team as part of the High School Playbook. Coach Loftus, pleasure gets to talk with you.
All right, thank you.
We're joined now by Upperman baseball manager Wes Shanks, who just played a series against White County a couple days ago, as well as playing a couple games at Riverdale. So, Coach, what did you take away from those games?
Well, you know, it was a big day for us on Saturday. We had a bunch of games supposed to play in the Warrior Classic there, the Grand Slam, and so it was pretty hectic to get all those games in while watching our Bees basketball boys take home the crown. And so Saturday morning we went to Riverdale, played Hendersonville, and hit the ball well. Got beat in a 10-6 ball game, but came away with 10 hits and then a doubleheader on that. We played Riverdale following that, and it was a wild game. It was one of those, the fourth game of that week, so pitching, we were kind of getting down, dwindling down, I should say, and got beat 20-10. It seemed more like a football score, but we had 14 hits in that ball game. Our second and third tier pitchers did a good job of giving some quality innings. It's just one of those games where you got to hit the ball and put the ball in play, because Saturday everybody's trying to hold their pitching for their district competition on Monday and Tuesday, kind of like we did. So, but that was fun. Immediately following those two games, we got to drive over across town to watch the basketball boys win the title, and then that was fun too, which led us into Monday, our second week of district play. So we finally get our basketball boys back. We travel to White County and went Alec Wilson on the bump with a 5-1 win. He went 6 1/3, and it was just a hard-fought battle in Sparta. Rookie Allison comes in for the last two outs. Alec Wilson went over 100 pitches and dealt well. We actually had Justin Fallon in the lineup. He's been kind of been integrated back into our lineup with a hamstring injury. So he's been doing the progressions and things that are needed to get him back in the lineup. But the star of that game was Braden Green. He began the game with a stand-up triple. Chris Worthing hits him in with a single, kind of set the tone in the top of the first. Later on in the third inning, he hits a solo home run off an 8-pitch at-bat. And so there's two runs manufactured by Braden Green himself. We end up getting a few more, but that just kind of set the tone for the first win against White County. And then we come back last night, or two nights ago, and get the win at home, a 12-0 ball game, where Julian Lano just kind of set the stage early. He ends up throwing a no-hitter. The only guy that got on base was Hits Batmans in the first inning, and he was just dealing. Defense played well behind him in a high-wind game. It feels like we've played a bunch of those all year. But guys were hitting the ball all over the place. A few little minor base-running mistakes by some guys, some inexperience, but that's why we put them in the games early in the year, just trying to get that stuff figured out. But the bats are starting to come alive, and as a coach, that's a good thing right now.
Absolutely. First off, congratulations on the no-hitter. That always a pleasure and always a unique achievement in the TSSAA to see that no-hitter in action. But let's talk about your offense, Coach. You've scored 10 runs, 12 runs, 6 runs, 9 runs in these last few games. Have you seen kind of an adjustment in hitting from your team in those of late?
Yes, absolutely. And, early on in the year, we were getting too many strikeouts from our offensive production. And so we kind of changed our approach to lay off of the off-speed pitches. We want to make sure we're trying to drive the ball to the right side. And we see all this with some strong pitching in these 4A games, 4A opponents, private school teams. That's why you challenge yourself early. And so we've seen some very good pitching. Well, that comes with it is going to be some struggling. But now that we're getting back into our 3A opponents, our district schedule, that has challenged us, and we've risen to the occasion. You got Justin Fallon through 8 games. He's batting 545. Julian Lano is batting 400 now. Braden Green's at 390. Carson Holroyd, who got DH for a lot last year, got a great glove, but has stepped up in the batting 345 early on in the season. And your dependable sophomore, freshman of the year last year, Chris Worthing, he's batting 341. So our team batting average currently is 301. About a week and a half ago, we were 201. So our mindset of laying off, we're just swinging at everything. And so got to be more disciplined. We've made that adjustment, and the guys are starting to see more results, individual and team, because of that.
No doubt about it, and it's resulted in quite a few wins over the last couple games. And you got a couple more games in March before the calendar shifts to April against a couple of tough opponents coming up, from what I understand.
Yeah, we've got a Smith County, you know, former rival team, 30 minutes down the road. They're one of the top 10 teams in 2A. We go to their place on Friday at 4:00. It's going to be a great weather day outside. Looking forward to matching up with them. Chris Worthing is going to be on the bump for that one. And then we host Friendship Christian on Saturday, and that's been a longtime rival. It goes back to when Coach Wayne Shanks was here, and they were all in the same region versus Monterey. Those two teams were always one of the two that were going to the state tournament. They're going to have a lot of talent, and so we've gone to see them several times in the last couple of years. But that's going to be a challenge that the guys are going to be looking forward to, because – they have talent, but we have some talent as well. It's always a close game. It's always a tough matchup, but it's another one of those private schools that give you, playoff level intensity. And so that's what we're trying to get into now that we got some of the basketball guys. Evan Huddleston jumped right in. Collier Bush has been a good little base runner. So is Ryland Case. And so we've got some basketball guys that we're getting some attention to, but the heart of the lineup with Carson Shoup, Worthing, Fallon, and even Lano there, they're really stepping up right now, showing that they put in the work all season long. And hopefully we're hitting that mid-season stride, because we lead into the next week. We kind of have an off week for our district play, but that's going to be a good time for us to kind of get healthy and kind of reset ourselves.
Absolutely. Looking forward to seeing how your team does against a couple of good opponents heading into April. That is Upperman baseball manager Wes Shanks here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Shanks, I thank you as always for the time.
All right, thank you. Go Bees.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. Joined now by Cumberland baseball head coach Tyler Thompson, who's here with us now. And, Coach, it was a win for you last night at White County. Also, a couple matchups earlier on in the week that were either rained out or made up. So what's it been like for you in this last week of play?
We've seen a lot of growth out of our guys. In both of the games that we actually got to play, we were kind of punched in the mouth early, and we got some, the other team got a few runs on us, and we didn't fold. And that just speaks to our guys buying in. Last night in a big district matchup, Eli Gloop, the freshman I've been talking about over the past few weeks, he threw three innings, and then he kind of hurt something in his back, and we had to rely on some of our relief guys, and we brought in another freshman, Titus Ostrander, who came in and shut the door. So we're starting to see a lot of guys buy in and really buy into their roles and starting to see some fight out of our guys. So it's been a good week.
Absolutely. Definitely sounds like that, Coach. And it definitely is important to have those younger guys step up in those pitching roles as they did on Tuesday night in that big district game.
Yeah. Yeah. They've been huge for us all year. But again, they're young, so they've went through some growing pains, but we're starting to see that they're really starting to find their groove. And I mean, it was just huge for our guys to get that win last night at White County, and hopefully we can keep that momentum going tonight as we play them again at home. So
how much time and effort has been put into making sure that, you know, the right goals are set or the right rules are set for pitching for your guys this season?
Quite a bit. Our pitching coach, John Bilbrey, really, really works with these guys and makes sure to let them know, like, hey, none of us are going to go out and strike out every batter, you know, and we don't really need that to happen. We have pitch counts and things like that. We're trying to get our pitchers bought into the fact that we're trying to either be ahead or out of an at-bat in three pitches. And they've really got after that. They fill up the zone. They don't care if there's a little contact. They're trusting their defense. And it's just paid dividends for our pitching staff, and I think that's why we're having so much success.
Tell us a little bit, so over the, you know, the beginning of the season, your team was putting up a lot of runs, and there was kind of a lull of, you know, putting up three or fewer, and now it seems like the offense has become a lot more consistent. So has anything changed in the last couple of weeks?
I just think making adjustments. Earlier in the year, you know, the arms were not as great as what we're seeing now. I mean, our district, it's kind of known for seeing really good arms on Mondays and Tuesdays, and we kind of didn't adjust early on, and now we're starting to get guys that kind of started off slow. They're starting to pick it up a little bit. I think mainly just getting the at-bats has changed the way they're seeing the ball, and hopefully they stay hot.
Yeah, for all the opportunities, for all the ebbs and flows that your team has had this season, who's been a player that, you know, has remained relatively consistent so far this season?
I would say I have two. Eli Ostrander, he's kind of our leader. He's our guy. He's been getting it done on the mound, and we've yet to be able to get a win when he does. I mean, he's only given up maybe one or two runs in district, and we've kind of failed to get the offensive production, but he keeps going. I think he's going to give us a great shot tonight. And then Connor Hankins, he's another senior who he's come up big offensively. Last night he had another two RBI performance, and he's just getting hot. Like he was one that started off kind of slow, but he's really bought in and put the extra work in, and he's starting to see some success. So that's been great.
Couple guys playing well for your Jets in the home stretch of the year, and a couple games that you guys have coming up that I'm sure you're looking forward to. Let's talk about the first game immediately on Saturday against a non-district game in Carter. What are you excited most about facing them?
It's going to be a good opportunity for some of our younger guys to get some action. Saturday, it's actually our prom, so a lot of our older guys, like, I'm not going to take that away from them, so they're going to go to prom, and we're going to roll with some of the younger dudes, and they're going to have an opportunity to prove themselves in a varsity situation, so we're really excited to see how they kind of respond to that. Some of them, it'll be the first innings they've ever had, so I think it'll be pretty exciting.
Okay, interesting. Appreciate you sharing that, Coach. And looking ahead a little bit further in the schedule, you've got a big district series coming up against Upperman as well. I imagine you'll have your whole team back come then. So what's that going to look like for you?
Well, I mean, it's no secret. They've been the best team in our district for years now. Perennial state tournament contenders, winning it a few years ago. So there's that idea that, you know, they're great. But I feel like our guys are going to go into it and want to prove some people that we can compete. It'll definitely be one of our greatest tests this year. But I think if we play the way that we're starting to play, we have an opportunity to go in there and compete with them.
It's Cumberland County Head Coach Tyler Thompson talking with us a little bit about the Jets this season. Coach Thompson, appreciate talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
We're joined now by York softball manager Tamber Sweet and talking about York softball here for the next few minutes, Coach. Let's first talk about last year. What were some things that you maybe took away from that and something that you'd like to see improved on this year?
Yeah, last year was my third year of coaching up here at York. And we had a lot of injuries there at the end that hurt us. But we finished strong in relation to what we could have with what we had at the time. So I've got a lot of my returning players this year. I only lost two starters last year. And so we've really been honing in on those juniors and seniors stepping up in a big way for us this year.
How important is that to have most of your team back and to see them take those big steps to lead the younger kids?
Yeah, it's huge. My juniors have been with me since they're freshmen, and I really count on them a lot. My two seniors this year, this is their first year playing with me. One of them transferred here to us, and the other one was a manager for a few years due to an injury. So those juniors especially, I know what they're capable of. Some of them even started as freshmen, and they've had a lot of experience on the field now with me, and they know what to expect, and just looking for them to step up in a big way for us this year.
Absolutely. Seeing those steps taken throughout the course of the year. What is one thing that, is there like a motto that you have for the team or like something that you kind of want to use as a catchphrase?
Yeah. So we always say play together, play hard. every single game. It's like play together, play hard. And we really take that and try to run with it because we've got to communicate during our games and give it our all each time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you sharing that. So let's talk a little bit about this season, Coach. How has early season gone for you and how have early games been?
Yeah, we've only had two games so far due to the weather. Mm-hmm. And then our basketball team was in the state tournament, our girls. So they got a Super Bowl for us. Mm-hmm. They did really well this year again. And so we played Pickett County last week. Came away with a win there, 15-6, I believe the score was. And then last night we dropped to Monterey, though, and that was a district game for us. But it was our second game of the season and their eighth, and it was our first game with three of my starter basketball girls back. And so we were really just trying to figure out even where people best place on the field for people, and they had already fine-tuned those things being their eighth game of the season. So definitely saw some things that we could take away from yesterday and hopefully build on today in practice. And then we have two more district games this week.
Okay. Sounds good. So yeah, you were a little bit, I believe you were the last Upper Cumberland softball team to start its baseball year. Again, I know that wasn't by design. Of course you had a lot of storms go against you that time. How was
Yeah, absolutely.
So how was your team able to kind of, were you able to practice like indoors or at another facility while all this was going on?
Yeah, we have a hitting facility here on campus, but we share it with baseball. So we had to do every other day for that. We were originally supposed to do a play day in Rockwood at the end of February, but that got canceled due to a snowstorm that came through. So we're really just needing some time on the field right now, and I'm hoping this week, by the end of the week, we're going to feel like we've got a grasp on where people need to play, and then we can move forward from there.
Okay, awesome. Looking forward to seeing how that translates on the field. So how does this, you know, start to the season being where it is? Is there an advantage to starting the season as late as you guys did?
I don't know if there's an advantage because I feel like time on the field, you can't really compare that to anything else because that helps so much. Mm. But those three girls coming in from basketball, they're really great athletes. And so, of course, they're already in great shape, just getting their hitting back to where it was back last season. So we're working on that today at practice, and then incorporating them into our defense and seeing where they need to be at. It's going to be huge for us. I feel like we're behind the eight ball a little bit, but we've got some girls that are dedicated to put the time in, and hopefully we'll get it going really quick.
Okay, awesome. So heading into the next week or so of play, you mentioned a couple district opponents, a couple matchups you're looking forward to. What's going to be one like key player you're going to be keeping an eye out for, maybe one scenario that you want to see develop?
One key player, you said?
Yeah, or like a scenario or something that you maybe want to see the team improve on going forward?
Just getting our hitting down. Like, we batted really well against Pickett last week, but that pitcher was slower. And so yesterday against Monterey, the senior there, I can't remember her name, but she's a great pitcher. She had even improved since last year, and so she had a lot of speed and movement on it. So we're really just going to have to work on taking our hands to the ball today and being able to get a hold of the ball and being selective in our pitches as well.
All right, something we'll keep an eye out for the York Dragonettes throughout the softball season. That is their manager, Tamber Sweet. She's here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Sweet, I thank you as always for taking the time.
All right, thank you so much, Joey.
Welcome back to the High School Playbook, powered by the Citizens Bank family of the Upper Cumberland. We're joined now by Clay Baseball Head Coach Devron Brown, who's here with us, coming off a performance against White County. You guys had a doubleheader last week, from what I understand. What'd you take away from last week?
Well, we learned a little bit about ourselves. You know, there was a lot of moving pieces last week. You know, unfortunately, we did not get to play in the Alex Cassidy wood bat tournament, and just due to all the weather, and that was really just unfortunate because we were looking forward to that a lot. And I know that Coach Bray and his folks were working extremely hard over there to make that happen for a lot of teams in the Middle Tennessee area, and I really hate it for them that it didn't happen. That said, so we kind of adjusted a little bit, and you know, the White County coach approached me about playing a doubleheader over there because apparently none of that bad weather, like south of 40, even touched it. It was just dry as a bone over there. So we went over there, got whooped up on pretty good the first game. Wasn't too happy about that from a more of the perspective of, you know, our attitudes, but we regrouped, performed much better the second game, at least showed some fight, and that's really what I was looking for, and that's something I preached to the team all year about. And, you know, obviously I want to win every game. I think all of us do. But, you know, when I get beat, I just want to go down fighting because that's the defeat that I can live with. When we play and we don't give it our all and we're unfocused, those defeats are harder to live with. And so, again, back to my main point, we learned a little bit about ourselves. We were very flat the first game, but actually, you know, gave them a little bit of a run for their money. Very good team in White County. So unfortunately, we came away with two losses. But I did like how our team came back in the second game of that doubleheader to show some fight.
Absolutely. Appreciate you sharing that, Coach. So you had also mentioned that it was a crazy set of circumstances with the doubleheader and the initial plans to go to the Alex Cassidy Classic and all that happened last week. But how important is that for you guys to maintain, you know, whether it's in this case two games last week or four games like you do this week or whatever the case may be? How important is it to maintain a consistent baseball schedule for your team as we enter the month of April?
Yeah, it's definitely huge just because, you know, that was one of the reasons why we made the quick adjustment because, you know, I'd kind of felt in my gut that there was a pretty high chance that the tournament would not go, even as early as Thursday, just because of the inordinate amount of rain we got, you know, Wednesday and even on Thursday, the early morning hours of Thursday. And so my thinking was, okay, I'll kind of pivot and take these two games. That way I do get two games in, you know, and that fits in our normal four game a week schedule so that we can stay fresh and stay competing. Because even though Coach Bray was kind of taking things day by day, which I don't blame him for doing that, we kind of felt that, hey, it's probably not going to be a go. And so, and it eventually wasn't, just because even by Friday he had contacted me and said, hey, we can't do it. So yeah, that, you know, playing and pivoting real quick to get those two games in was huge. Even though we lost them, we played and we got reps. And so going into the next week, I think for me that was important to actually have the boys play games.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. Let me ask you this, Coach. You mentioned that the second game against White County, your team showed a lot of fight. Is there a player in particular that's really stood out to you in terms of bringing that fight to most every game for you this season?
Yeah, he's sitting right here. You know, I think that's part of the reason, you know, when we spoke last week, that when you asked me to think about somebody, you know, he's a guy that he'll never give up on a game. And that's why I've asked him to be here. You know, there's no, you know, deficit in a score that's too great to potentially be overcome. And so, and he, you know, he's a guy that doesn't change his approach at the plate. You know, hey, if we're down 3-4 runs, you know, he's not looking to go up there and, you know, try to get all the runs back in one swing. No, it's the same approach, a disciplined approach at the plate. Take a walk if I have to, make the pitcher work. That's something that I preach to the boys all the time. Make the pitcher earn your out. Like, make them earn it. They should have to fight for it, to fight to get you out. And so, you know, that's just going to be the continuing mantra that I will preach all year. But Aiden's obviously one of the kids on the team that he actually, he goes out there and executes that mantra pretty consistently. So
Big week for Clay County. Excited to see what they can do going forward. That's their baseball head coach, Devin Brown, talking a little bit about what he's seen from his team so far. Coach Brown, appreciate talking with you.
Hey, thank you as well, sir.
We're joined now by Clay softball head coach Homer Daly, who's here with us now. Talk a little bit about what's been going on the last week. You played the likes of Gordonsville, among other teams, last week, Coach. What was something you took away from that?
Well, things didn't go great first again. Gordonsville again last night. We got beat 10-0, but we put a few more balls in play than we had been, and we played good defensively. You know, we probably had a couple errors that probably give up a couple runs, but they're a good hitting ball team, and they play good defensively. And, of course, they've got one of the best pitchers in the state of Tennessee. And that being said, man, I thought we didn't give up. We just kept grinding. We worked hard, and it just wasn't the outcome we wanted, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. You did play a good Gordonsville team and, you know, a district team at that, someone that, you know, has gotten better each and every year. What can a series like that do for you and your team's confidence? What positives did you, you know, you mentioned that, you know, they never gave up, they never quit. And so what's something that you want to see out of them in the next few weeks?
Same thing, you know, no matter whether it's Gordonsville or anybody, we don't want to quit and roll over and play dead again. Nobody, you know, we want to go compete to the best of our ability and then see where we're at the end of the ball game. You know, I'm getting at, you don't never want to give up, even if you're down big. You know, you want to keep grinding and give yourself that opportunity, you know.
No doubt about that. What positives did you take away from those two games in Gordonsville?
Well, Monterey Friday night wasn't no gimme ball game. I believe we scored one in the first and one in the second and one in the third, and they scored one either in the second or the third there, and then we went scoreless for about three innings, and then we scored two in the top of the seventh, you know. So they're a good ball team too, and that's what it is. You just got to keep grinding. You just got to keep working. And you can't take no plays off. Can't take a play off. Can't take a pitch off. Can't take an at-bat off. You've got to go do best you can. And from what I've seen out of this bunch of girls all year, that's the way they've played ball. That's the way they've went to the batter's box. That's the way they've been on the field. That's the way they've been in the pitching circle. It's just what they do, man. That's what every coach wants. It's hard to have. And you got to enjoy it when you got it, you know.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Tell us a little bit about the, you know, from, you know, off season to now, what kind of development have you seen in those players throughout the season?
I think we've got better, man. I think every girl on the team has got better. I really believe that with all my heart. The Del Holly Rising broadcasted the ball game last night, and I listened to it when I got home, and that guy said that probably had some kids sitting on a bench that could start in other teams in our district, and I believe that. And not only do I believe that part, I believe when you've got kids that care, kids that work hard, and kids that don't give up, everybody gets better. And that's what I've seen out of all of my summit. Don't start every ball game for us, but they've started several ball games for us, and we try to keep a rotation going, keep people fresh, and every day, and I really believe that from off season to now, we've got better.
Absolutely, definitely sounds like that, Coach. So just peeking ahead to next week, you're facing off starting a series against Westmoreland. What's one main thing you're going to be stressing to your team here throughout this next week of play?
Continue to work on ourselves. We want to work on ourselves. You know, no matter who the opponent is, we want to try to get better day in and day out, team in, team out. It don't matter who we play. We got to be us. We got to do our job, and good things going to happen first.
Excited to see the future of the Clay County Bulldogs softball team. That's their coach, Homer Daly, who's here with us as part of the high school playbook. Coach Daly, appreciate talking with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That will conclude this edition of the High School Playbook. Make sure to tune in next time when we talk to multiple coaches across the Upper Cumberland and hear their assessments on the baseball and softball seasons. My name is Joey Palermo. Have a great day, and God bless.